The Big Rick Podcast. The best of the biggest interviews from Big Rick in the Morning on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See more info now at onairwithrick.com.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm awesome, Jay. You know, the last time you were in Indiana, I don't know if you remember. I mean, you should remember when you did a show up in Indy and had that bomb scare. Do you remember that?
I sure do. How could I forget? No, I was just saying it was really, really freaky. I never will forget that. They wheeled us out of there like we were the president. I mean, you know, the buses and we went out of there on two wheels, I think.
Yeah, that's a moment that won't be forgotten here at least. But hey, since then, you know, we've had this thing called COVID-19 and you guys announced a farewell tour that got canceled. Do you have an update on what's going on with that?
You know, we really don't. There's no timeline for immediately getting back out there and doing that farewell tour. There were so many things scheduled that were planned out. Gary had a couple solo releases that he wanted to put out. I opened this record label that I was going to really spend a lot of time totally immersing myself in there and launching some new artists. So we had made other commitments that were a little tough to back out of this year. So I think, though, obviously this is the way that we wanted, any of us wanted to lay this thing down. We will at some point, the time will be right for us to get back together and go back out and love on our fans and give a proper goodbye like we wanted to.
Yeah, I can't wait for that day to happen to see you all together one last time, hopefully here in the Indianapolis area. Hey, you've got this new record label that you just referenced, Red Street Records. You know, what got this started for you? Why did you want to start a record company?
Well, I didn't really set out to start a record label. It just sort of evolved into that. You know, I started out in Christian music in the early 90s. And my faith is a big source and a big foundation of who I am as a person. It's very important to me. And the message that this music carries in the life and the hope that we find in a life through Christ is very important to me. And I feel like the world is desperate now for the message of hope more than ever, given what we've had to live through in the last year and how the world seems to not be getting better, but only getting worse every single day. So I wanted to really find a way that I could help spread that message to a world that I feel like desperately needs it. And also be in a place to where I could help support young artists and their vision for who they are as an artist and hopefully pass on any knowledge that I've gained and any wisdom I may have of, you know, 25 plus years of experience in the music business. And so that sort of evolved into, well, there are a couple people I believe in. Why not start a label to help these people get their music out? So I started with a couple of people, and what started with a couple of people built in to me hiring a full staff, and now we've got offices, and it's just kind of evolved, and we've grown so quickly. It's been really tough to keep up with, to be honest, but we've been blessed, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to help these young artists.
And you mentioned there's a couple of people that you're excited about. We'll touch on that in just a moment because I've heard this song that we're going to talk about in a moment, and it is awesome. I love it. But you know, I did not know that you worked with one of my favorite 90s Christian artists. You worked with Michael English. I had no idea that you had done stuff together with him.
Yeah. So Michael and I are dear friends. Even to this day, he's a dear friend of mine. But when my band East to West broke up, Michael was kind enough to bring me on the road with him. I played bass keys with him and actually produced his 1996 gospel album on Curb Records. So we've got great history together. I actually got Gary LaVox his first gig on the road with Michael English. I think Michael agreed to pay him $50 a night, something like that. So that was Gary's first experience in a real band situation. So we've all got history tied in there together with Michael, which is pretty cool.
That is an incredible story. I love that. Now, there's an artist named Cade Thompson, and you referenced the phrase new normal earlier in the interview. And there's a new song called New Normal. Tell us more about that and its powerful message.
You know, this is one of those songs that just, when I heard it, kind of stopped me in my tracks because, first of all, I was just floored with the fact that a 19-year-old could so beautifully articulate his feelings and his thoughts about coming out of this pandemic and what his generation is faced with. You know, Cade is 19. He's only a couple of years removed from high school. I think he started to see that, you know, in the news that more mass shootings were happening in schools. And he was like, you know, my generation can't just accept that this is the way it's going to be. We want a new normal. We want kids to know that it just doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to just accept this. We don't have to accept the fact that our youth is drowning in depression and trying to look for answers in alcohol and drugs. I think that he's trying to say there's an alternative and a hope that we find in a life through Christ. And I was just so taken with his bravery in putting this message out here and really being a voice for his generation. And I'm so proud of him for being that voice. And these are the kinds of artists that I want to be a part of carrying their message into the world.
Oh, wow. I am... Really, really loving this new song. Can't wait to see where it goes down the road. Jay DeMarcus is on the line with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you can follow what Jay's up to at redstreetrecords.net, and you can hear that latest song, New Normal. Go to wewantanewnormal.com. Hey, before we go, you know, Gary is doing his own Christian project. Are you guys going to collaborate at all on anything in the future with Christian music?
I think Gary would tell you he's collaborated enough with me for a while.
Awesome.
I think he's ready to do his own thing and kind of pilot his own ship for a little while. And you know what? I think he should, and I don't blame him at all.
Yeah.
I think all of us, you know, we're at a place where we needed to be away from each other for a little bit, and for no other reason than it's just a healthy thing to do. And I think it will make us stronger when we come back together.
Love it. Love it. Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts. Again, check out redstreetrecords.net and wewantanewnormal.com. Hey, thanks for joining us, bud. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the Big Rick Podcast. Remember to subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple, or Google Podcasts, or anywhere podcasts are heard. See exclusive video interviews and content now with the Big Rick in the Morning YouTube channel. Subscribe now at onairwithrick.com.